I don't ever want to get married. I think it's too serious and I think it's too legally binding. And obviously I'm just saying this as a 21-year-old college kid, but I mean, I might get married. I can't put it down. But as of now, no aspirations to get married. The reason why I'm into finances was the 2008-2007 housing market collapse. And that impacted my family. And subsequent to the collapse, my parents did get a divorce through economic hard times and whatnot. And that is another reason why I've gotten into finances, because of the 2007 and 8 collapse. I think Wall Street's really interesting. It's something that I've, fascination of mine that I've come across recently. We've definitely recovered from everything that happened after the crash and whatnot. And it was definitely hard at the time, but I do think more positives came out of it than negatives. Then when my oldest sister didn't go to college, my parents really put the motivation on me and my other sister to go. I worked at a factory and I worked there for 3 weeks. I always describe it as like the scene from I Love Lucy where they're in the candy factory and they're like, they can't keep up with the conveyor belt. That's how it felt while I was like wrapping these plastic bags up and stuff, and like everything was coming so fast. And I just like going at my own pace. Factory job, it's that repetitive same thing constantly every day, day in and day out, 12 hours. And journalism, it's obviously something new every day. Like some days you won't have a story, then you'll have to go find it yourself. Some days the story will come to you. And also with journalism, you're not constantly at a conveyor belt, obviously. You're just doing your own thing. I need to be the person to stop somebody from saying the term fake news. I want to be the person to get the truth out there. So I'm motivated by the truth to get the story out there, get the truthful story out there, and get it out there quicker than everyone else.